Hey, Michelle Lewis here. Welcome back to The Visible Entrepreneur. I am thrilled to talk to you today about media lists. This is something that we don't talk about a lot in the online space, and it's something I wanted to break down for you today because I think it's crucial for setting up a publicity plan and really important for your publicity submissions.
This is the place to ask questions. This is the place to take notes. This is the place to learn strategy. Welcome to the Visible Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Lewis, and this is the podcast you'll love listening to week after week. After a history in Hollywood, I know what it takes to get visible. And as an entrepreneur, you don't have to keep feeling frustrated and trapped, not able to get yourself out there. Myself, my guests, and even my family are here to lift you up, guide you, and give you powerful ideas so that you can get your unique voice into the online space. Ready? Let's do it.
Action.
So whenever I get started with a new client, this is something that I ask to see, and I only see it about 10% of the time, and it's either non-existent or it is a hot mess. And that's because a lot of people just don't know the order because you just don't know about publicity, and that is okay. I mean, it is pretty industry standard not to know a ton about publicity in entrepreneurship. So that's why I'm here, and that's why I want to break this down for you. So normally, of course, you'd have to hire a coach or get into a high cost program to learn about this, but I wanted to share this with you on today's show so that you could be a step ahead and start with your submissions. So before we get started, if you want the step-by-step of how to start pitching, especially for podcasts and other media publications, if you want to start building your press page and your email pitch, grab the podcast pitch kit. This is only $27. Really, really easy. Just go to visibilityvixen.com/podcast-pitch-kit, and that will go even deeper into this process. Okay, so there are a lot of terms for a media list. Some people call it a pitch list or a top 10 or whatever, but I just call it a media list because I like to cover more than just podcasts or summits or stages. I like to put it all into one list. So all it is a list of places you want to be featured. That's it. Wish it was, you know, more exciting, but that's pretty much what it is. And if you're going to start this process, I definitely recommend using a project management software like Asana, ClickUp, or Trello, because when you go into the research phase of this, it's going to make your life a lot easier. But if you're on the road or you don't have access to that right now and you're just going to write it down on a sheet of paper, totally fine. Go for it. But I want you to write down these categories: podcasts, summits, stages, publications, and TV. Okay? Write down those categories: podcasts, summits, stages, publications, and TV. It's totally fine if you're like, well, Michelle, I have no idea what publications or TV programs I want to be featured on. That's okay. That's where the research comes in. But I want you to know which categories are included under the publicity umbrella, because sometimes we forget one or two of them, and it's one that might work really well for us. So take your time, do some research. Write out the certain ones that you would love to be featured in. And I like to just kind of take a bird's eye view and start paying attention on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, in your grocery store, on television. Start getting inspiration for places that might be a really great fit for you. Write down your dream stages, like TEDx, or maybe it's Oprah. Scroll through podcasts in your niche. Look at the magazines at your local grocery store. I want you to just start in a place of openness, like you could be featured anywhere, to get those creative juices flowing. We'll get more strategic in the next step. So start with your overall list. Take a screenshot. Tag me in your Insta story, Visibility Vixen, so that I can see. And next, I want to walk you through something called the Dream Five process. Ready? Okay, so the Dream Five. A dream list is great, but what are your chances of booking Oprah right off the bat? They're pretty low, right? Maybe you're a unicorn and that's great. I tend to not be, so I'm going to share with you like you're not either. The tangible way of getting onto a dream show like that is starting small and starting with something that I like to call the Dream Five process. So that means finding your top tier features, your medium tier features, and your smaller tier features. So you know how you just wrote out that list? underneath every category, I want you to put top five, medium five, and small five. All right. Because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be going from pie in the sky, top five. So maybe for podcasts, that's, the Dan Henry Show and the TEDx podcast and the Screw the 9 to 5 podcast. And I don't know, whatever other one you have. I'm sure Tony Robbins has a show, whatever dream ones you have. Then I want you to start getting scrappy and doing some research and figuring out other podcasts in your niche. Scroll through Apple, look at Google, talk to friends on Facebook. Maybe your friend just launched a show, so you're going to put that in the small five because it's new, but it's a fantastic way to build your roster. You see what I'm saying? Build your experience. Start getting you qualified to submit for these higher tiered features. So Dream 5 process is taking each category and finding a show, a publication, a stage that falls into one of these categories. This is how you build a target that you can actually tangibly hit. And then you build on that momentum until you book your dream feature. So I need you to take some time to do this research. Most people do not take the time to do this research and they're frustrated that they don't get opportunities. So you got to take the time and do the research. There's no way around it. And I would love to see your progress as well if you want to tag me over on Instagram. So let's go back to the research process, because remember how before I told you that you'd love to put this into a project management software to make the research phase easier? It's because it's going to make the deeper research even easier to keep track of. So as you're looking through these shows, let's say, for example, podcasts, you're going to go through this list one by one and make notes and put them in your project management software of the website links, application links, email addresses for submissions, description of the show, links to similar content that you're maybe proposing as a topic. This is really true for publications as well, and highlighting specific things that you love about the feature, the column, the podcast, the stage, whatever it may be. This is because when you actually go to pitch, this is going to make the process so easy for you, especially if you follow my pitching method. It's going to increase your booking rate exponentially. So it's really important to have these things in place and not just have a media list with dream shows and have no research to, you know, send in a good quality pitch, which you'd be shocked, but those are the only ones I get in my inbox. So I know that this can be a little bit of a tedious process. This is a lot of work in the beginning, but the thing is, it's worth it because this is how you actually start appearing on those dream features. It doesn't magically just happen, right? So these are the tangible ways of getting there. When it comes to a successful pitch now, you've had your media list and now you're ready to start sending out pitches. It does need to have key components. For example, your press page needs to be up and running. I recommend doing it via my process because it'll increase your chances of booking. And then when you're sending out your email pitch, there are key things to remember, like putting in a subject line so it'll get open in the first place. Most of them go right to the trash folder. Being sure inside of the email not to put images, not to put folders or attachments, having it be a hyperlink to your press page, only hitting on a couple of key things about yourself and what you can offer this feature so that it doesn't turn into a 1,000-word essay. So if you want to simplify this process, I do recommend grabbing the podcast pitch kit because I walk you through it step by step. I give you copy and paste templates, and I even teach you how to train your VA to start pitching on your behalf. So this is a really great find. You can go to podcastpitchkit.com to grab onto that. But what I wanted to do today was just be sure to walk you through the process, demystify so that you understand what a media list is, how you can build one so that you can get to the next step, which is pitching. So nice short and sweet episode today. I wanted to cover that just so that you would know. And next week, I will see you to chat even more about visibility and publicity strategy. But in the meantime, I hope to see you inside the podcast pitch kit. Have a great rest of your week, and I can't wait to see your media list.
I hope you loved this episode as much as I did. Now, we're all about building a tribe here at The Visible Entrepreneur, so be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and then head on over to the Facebook group. It's a great place where you can practice your video, live stream, and really enjoy the community that we have built. In the meantime, I'll see you in the next episode. Now get out there and get more visible.
That's a wrap.